All right, when you hear the train a-coming, you got to be careful, and that's what's behind Operation Lifesaver. Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department here to tell us a little bit more about that. Sergeant, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Operation Lifesaver, this is an effort to really educate the public and help keep people safe around trains, isn't it?
Right, and about a month ago, Caleb says, I have a topic for you to talk about, Operation Lifesaver.
There you go.
And I've been working to get at it, but there's been a lot of timely things I wanted to get on here.
Been busy.
So we're here this week. Founded by Union Pacific in the early 70s, and the idea is to provide information and education to people. We want to prevent crashes at railroad crossings,
yep.
And we want to prevent trespassing incidents, which result in death and injury also on railroad property.
Yeah.
So all 50 states have their own Operation Lifesaver programs, and 13 foreign countries do too. In Michigan in 2018, 44 collisions, one death and 13 injuries at crossings.
Wow.
And they had 8 deaths and 6 injuries due to trespassing. So the trespassing, really, people walking on the tracks, crossing tracks where they don't belong, so they're not aware there's a train coming in that, things like that. So some things to heed, signs and signals.
Mm-hmm.
So obey them, you know, just like traffic laws. And there is a traffic law, you know, for the crossing gates. So passive signs are out there. You see those. They're warning you. Railroad tracks are ahead. There's markings painted on the road. And then active devices are the crossing gates or the red flashing lights that come on that indicate there's a train there and that it's not safe to cross the tracks at that time.
Yeah. Well, you see people from time to time trying to outrun the train or get around the track or the crossing gate.
Right, because nobody wants to wait, and you know, you can remember out on Michigan Road what an ordeal that was. But it's really not safe, so we need to be aware of these signs and markings. In Michigan law, driving through, around, or under a crossing gate is a civil infraction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the minor part. The dangerous part is if you get caught on the tracks trying to do that, you could be struck by a train and injured or killed. You have to stop at least 15 feet from the crossing when there's a train coming through. And the reason for this is there's some safety considerations. A train hangs about 3 feet over the tracks. In addition to that, some of the loads are, they're not contained in a boxcar or in a tank. So I used to work at a lumber yard, and a lot of the lumber loads were actually held on by steel cables.
Mm-hmm.
Those could come loose from vibration while the train's going by. They may not know that up in the engine. If that's going by the road, that cable's going to be hanging out farther than that 3 feet
that
out
to
the roadway.
Yeah.
So you want to stay backed up. You know, it might sound morbid, but a lot of times when I sit on 16th Street and that train starts picking up speed, leaving that tunnel, I wonder if this ever derailed, you know, what will be left of my car? You know, and will they find me?
Yeah.
But
you don't want that to happen. I mean, they're big, fast moving.
And I think when you're by there, you can appreciate just the power of that, watching that go by.
Mm-hmm.
The sound and the fury of it. So
some
safety tips. Trains are closer and faster moving than you think. And I think that's a good example. If you want to watch a train, it is interesting to sit at the Amtrak station in a safe spot in the parking lot, see them exit and come out. And the engineers, generally all of them I see, they wave to you too when they go by. And you'll see that thing start to pick up that speed and get the momentum. But at 55 miles per hour, it's going to take them over a mile to stop that train. So that's one of the concerns. Don't drive around the lowered gates. You could get trapped on the tracks. Another thing, if for some reason you're ever driving, your vehicle should stall on the tracks. Don't try to push the vehicle off the tracks. Get out of the vehicle.
Yeah.
And if you see a train approaching, get out of the vehicle. And this sounds kind of counterintuitive, but you want to move the direction that the train is coming from at a 45-degree angle away. So you don't want to move away from that because the debris is going to follow the direction that the train's going. Also, if your vehicle is broke down on the tracks, immediately call 911 and report your location. They can start calling the companies, you know, like CN Railroad and whoever else might be working in this area, and they can advise them and try to get the train stopped or start slowing it down and take in some measures to avoid the train hitting your vehicle.
Yeah.
Multiple track crossings. We should watch for a second train. So just because the train passed through doesn't mean that another train might be coming from another direction. And The thing to remember, you know, we talked about trespassing right at the beginning. Railroad tracks, train trestles, and yards are all private property.
Right.
You're not allowed on them. You could be arrested for it. And there are actual railroad police that police this. And if they're not available, then we'll come out there and enforce it or whatever other local agency. And the other thing is the danger of being injured or killed. You know, I was thinking you could actually call this show, Don't Do the Dumb Thing Sergeant yeah. Decker did when he was a kid, right? Walking around on the railroad mm-hmm. tracks as a kid and all mm-hmm. those little silly things and thinking it was fun to play around in that area.
Well, I'll tell you what. I see a lot of people try and take artistic photographs on the train tracks, you know, senior pictures and things like that, where they're not trying to do anything malicious or just not thinking about it. But, you know, sitting in the middle of the train tracks, it might make for a nice picture. But that is against the law.
Right, right. It's illegal and it's dangerous.
Sure.
You don't know where the train's at, where it's coming from, hidden curves and such.
Sure.
A good example, December 17, 2018, you know, two Chicago police officers were chasing a suspect, and they were in an area that was a rail yard, and I don't know the full extent of it, but I believe one train passed by.
Yeah.
Maybe you get a little tunnel vision chasing that person, too. But around the bend comes another train and hit and killed two officers there in December. Another thing, bike safety and motorcycle safety. It's only safe to cross the tracks, and this is for pedestrians, too, at a legal crossing, right? And when you're on a bicycle or motorcycle, you should cross at a 90-degree angle. You don't want to get hung up, you know, in the tracks, in the surface there. Wet tracks are slippery. The painted markings approaching are slippery. Those are all things to be cautious about. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of bicyclists are probably, they have headphones or earphones in. You know, they're, so that's a distraction, too. You're not hearing. That's a distraction to me just for the traffic itself.
Right.
So be aware of that, you know. Watch for the train. Be actively looking. If you're approaching the tracks, even if you don't see any lights flashing, actively be scanning to your left and right to see if anything's coming, any kind of trains.
Yep. All good advice. It's Operation Lifesaver. Some reminders of things we need to do to stay safe around trains because we got them around here.
Right. We got plenty of them in this area.
No doubt. Doug, always appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department with us on WPHM.